The morning, I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. The date is October 12, 2022, and the time is 10 a.m. First, Shannon, if you could please take care of roll call.
Congresswoman Stabler. Congresswoman Rebar.
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congressman Potts. Congresswoman Shaw.
Present. We do have a quorum. Next on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Maker, would you like to say the prayer today?
Yes, ma'am. Awate Kumbra. Intachi wakanta kota pe pahali bajaji nikashi dakere wala pe kumbra. Nonikashi zinkaja paski dakere wala pe kumbra. Uheka pinche. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this day, and we want to ask you to be here with us as we conduct the business of our people. We want you to bless all those that having a hard time in mourning or sickness, and especially a blessing for the elders and the children. Father, we're going to ask you to just take care of all of our needs like you've always done for our people through all the centuries. So we're going to ask this in your son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman. Next on the agenda, approval of minutes. You have the minutes of September 21st, 2022. Attached to the invite, so if you could take a moment to review.
Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman Rebar.
Yes, good morning. Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to approve the Congressional Affairs minutes dated September 21st, 2022, as presented.
Thank you. There is a motion to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Thank you, committee. The minutes have been approved. Number five on the agenda is a travel request from Congressman Maker to attend the National Native American Veterans Memorial Dedication Ceremony. At this time, I'd like to turn the floor over to Congressman Maker so he can describe what the event is and what the travel entails.
Thank you, second speaker. Committee, I think everybody knows that that this has been planned, and Speaker Pratt at the time sponsored legislation for this group of veterans, Osage veterans, tribal members, to go on this really historical trip out to Washington. Represent the nation it's going to be the first Native American celebration ever. And there's a new museum there and a monument dedicated to Native American veterans. So it's really a huge event. All the tribes will be there representing all their nations. These events in Washington are really huge events. I was fortunate to go as a member of a delegation back in November of 2013, when they honored the Native American Code Talkers. I was with a group with Chief Redigo, Assistant Chief Scott Big Horse, Post Commander 198, John Henry McChunkishay, and his wife, Wanda Wake. So I was with that group, and we were met out there with, hosted one evening a dinner with our lobbyist and attorney at the time, had an office out there, Wilson Pipestem. So it was really a great event, scheduled all day of things going on, and it was a really just so it was a prestigious thing to be there. It was a great honor, but now back to this event here. I did put in for there's a group going. I don't know a lot of details of it. I've been trying to find out for the last couple of weeks, and I can't seem to get any definite information on it. And I think it's some of it's still in the works. But I did apply to go with the group. What I understand, it's a 20-hour bus ride, and that's probably not. It's probably gonna be longer, from what I understand. And I wouldn't put any elder through a 20-hour bus ride. I mean, I don't think anybody would love to go on a bus ride that long. I have traveled by bus before with a group. The nation went out to, with a historic preservation, went up to Missouri to see some of the caves up there, but that was probably only maybe a 6-hour bus ride. But when you start talking about a group of elders, some of them, you know, probably have a lot of physical, you know, needs, like oxygen tanks or maybe even wheelchairs. So a lot of these veterans going out there are going to be a lot of Vietnam era veterans, and even maybe some older on this trip. So I thought that when we appropriated money for this thing, it was going to be enough money to go by air. We can be there in 2.5 hours rather than a 20-hour bus ride. So since I didn't know if I was going to be even accepted, I my application for this trip, I still haven't had official notification that I have been included. So that's why I talked to some of the members of Congress about this, and this speaker, I mean, second speaker, that I may want to request travel for this event, since I am the only veteran on the Congress. And when I went before, I was the only veteran on the Congress. And I had an invitation from the Congress of the United States, and at the time, Speaker John Boehner, I had a personal invitation from his office, which was a great honor. But back to this request, there is a possibility that I could possibly still go on this with the group, but I don't know what hotel they're staying in, or hardly anything about it. What time they're going to leave, or how long they're going to be gone. But I know this event is like a 2-day event. What's the main things on the agenda are going to be, which is Veterans Day, which is always November 11th. And that's going to be the main day of the main ceremony. And I think it's like about actually 2 days and maybe a 1-day travel. And I don't have any details of what the group's going to do at all. So that's why I went ahead and was going to do this request, because I do want to go and represent the nation any way I can. It's a big event, but that's just kind of what the background of what this request is about. So, thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. It sounds like a very special event. I know that you've been working with our assistant clerk on the request as far as how much it's going to cost. Caitlin, do you want to go over what you've found at this time?
Yes. So I feel like the airfare, I found a flight that was $407 round trip, but that was at least a week ago, so that's probably gone up. He would be going Thursday and coming back on Sunday, so the GSA rate for hotels, $188 a night, three nights is $564. And then the per diem for Washington, D.C., which this is also GSA rate, is $79. And that gets it gets calculated. You only get half of that on your first and last day. So that's $276. I haven't figured mileage from his house to the airport yet, but that wouldn't be much. Parking, there shouldn't be anything. And then I need to check on taxi and baggage. But I'm, based on what I have now, I don't anticipate it would cost over $1,500.
Thank you, Assistant Clerk. I appreciate that overview. Committee, any questions, comments?
Chair, this is Rebar.
Yes, go ahead, Congresswoman.
On the information that Caitlin just described, is that, was that sent to us?
No, it has not been sent to you at this time, but Caitlin will send that out to the committee. I think she was still working on a couple of items, but we'll get that sent to you. And we've had a Congressman Maker sign, so we'll get that sent out right
away. Thank you, Chair. I was like, am I missing something? I couldn't find what she was reading off of, but I just wanted to comment that, you know, that I do support Congressman Maker's request to go there and represent, you know, our people as a veteran. And I remember when Speaker Pratt, you know, filed that legislation, I think I had a question about the event. Congressman Maker, I think it was last week or week before, and I called Jason Zahn, and he kind of provided me some background. And I had a question for John Henry, and so I had John had asked me to call Jason, and so I did that. So he was able to provide some information, but not the information you need. I hope that you're able to get there, and I wish you were able to stay at the same, you know, hotel and things like that, so you would know what the schedule is. That's got to be a little bit frustrating. So, but I don't know, Chair, how you want. You want us just to make a motion to approve it? We don't have an amount. So, typically, we have an amount in our motion. Oh, I don't know how.
Madam Chair.
Form that.
Yes, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to make a motion to approve travel for Congressman John Maker to the National Native American Veterans Memorial Dedication Ceremony, not to exceed $1,500.
I'll second.
Thank you. There is a motion and a second to approve the travel for Congressman Maker up to $1,500. All in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Thank you, committee. The travel has been approved, Congressman.
Thank you, committee. Thank you, Second Speaker.
Thank you. Next on the agenda, number six, scope of work for the legislative branch building. As you may recall, Congresswoman Rivard is the liaison for our committee or for Congress with executive. So I'm going to turn this over to Congresswoman Revere to go over the scope of work, which is attached to the invite.
Okay, thank you, Chair. So I put this in the format that's the structure of this request for qualifications that the nation uses. Of course, as discussed last time, this is the information that we had received back from the surveys. And now it's been formulated. After the committee, if they approve it, then it will go to tribal development. Tribal development will gather costs, pre-cost related to the request. They'll send it to procurement. They'll send it out for a bid. And it gets out for 20 days, I believe. And I think that that's laid out in our CBA. And so after that comes back, then, and we're notified, then we'll discuss it again in CA, whatever bids we get back. I'm sure there, I think there's a ranking, a review process. So we'll just go from there. But this is the request that was laid out. I have. If there's any questions, I can answer.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Committee, I don't know if you've had the opportunity to go over the RFQ. If you have any questions or would like to discuss any portion of it, then this is your opportunity to do so. Okay.
I have a couple questions.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I see on here that we're utilizing or including the Minerals Council. I feel like we should get some sort of a resolution or indication from them that they want to be included. And then the legislation for the $6 million that approved to get this construction started in ARPA funds to the CAP Asset Fund, specifically for a COVID-compliant congressional building. And so I think we may have to amend that to include the Minerals Council to get started with the architectural and engineering in this case.
Chair.
Yes, Attorney Gill, are you finished?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Congresswoman Rivard.
Okay, thank you. I've already provided the committee with the results on the Minerals Council in the last meeting. They were asked and sent a survey, and yes, they do agree. And all that information's been provided to the committee more than once now. With regards to the legislation, I don't really agree with that, but you're saying that we need to amend it to include the minerals? Before we could get an A&E done? Is that what you're saying, Trey?
Well, the CAP Asset Fund is supposed to be monitored by project, by individual project, by the treasurer. And so if this project is for a congressional building and then it turns into a congressional and minerals council building, I think it goes beyond the scope of just a congressional building. And so I think it might require an amendment, yes.
Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, if I remember correctly, this was ARPA funds, and we do not put the ARPA projects in the CAP Asset Fund because it's not tribal dollars. Now, it will be once we get the A&E done and we get the cost and then we, you know, present to Congress an amount. At that time, I could see we could be more specific.
Let me look really quick.
That's just my thought, Trey.
No, I completely understand. I read the title of the bill that said it was ARPA funds, but let me verify that the language of the bill actually is that.
Congresswoman Rayford, while Attorney Gill is looking that up, I had a quick question. I recalled the survey and the responses from the OMC regarding their desire to be included. I think now Trey had asked about, or Mr. Gill had asked about, a resolution from them. Have we received a resolution from them?
No, ma'am. It wasn't in a resolution. It was actually an email from their clerk.
And Madam Chair, my only concern is that we start on this project and then at some point they say, we didn't realize that that was, you know, binding us in any way and we've spent money. And then if we have a resolution, it's a certain majority that they voted on. That was my only concern.
Certainly, I understand that. Congresswoman Rayford, would, as the liaison, would you like to discuss that with the OMC chair, or would you like me to do that?
Either way, it doesn't matter. I mean, I don't care either way. I sent their email, you know, and all the information from their clerk, but if the committee wants it in a resolution form, that's fine with me.
Sure. Committee, what are your thoughts on this? Okay.
I don't have that information in front of me. Was there a majority of the Minerals Council in favor of joining?
Yes.
Okay.
I think, hold on, I can pull that up real quick. Give me a second. Apologize, you guys, my allergies are really bothering me today.
Madam Chair, Congresswoman Rivard is correct. It did not go to the Capital Asset Fund. It went to the executive branch, $750,000 of ARPA funds to the executive branch for pre-construction costs of a new compliant, COVID-19 compliant congressional building.
Thank you, Mr. Gill. Based on that, do you still find it necessary to amend the legislation?
I'd like to talk to the treasurer to see how he interprets it. I don't want Congress to have to amend it if they don't have to, but it is more than just a congressional building once we add the Minerals Council, because they're not part of the legislative branch.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Gill. We'll wait to hear from you regarding that. I appreciate that. Congresswoman Rivard, any other comments you'd like to make? Committee, any questions?
I would just, Chair, if I may, Trey, when you speak to the treasurer, if you could copy me on the email as the liaison so I'm, you know, kind of know what's going on with the project. And then
absolutely,
are you wanting a resolution from the OMC as well?
As legal counsel, it would make me feel a lot better if you did have a resolution from them. I don't know how long this building is going to take. You're going to have elections happening in 2 years. So how will they have members turn over in 2 years or not? No, so 4 years. That gives us a little bit more time to get it started and harder for them to back out. So that makes me feel a little bit better that you're not going to have new members coming in 2 years and saying we don't want to be part of that building. So if Congress is okay with the email and a majority of the members saying they want to move forward with it, then then I am okay with it, but I would prefer that the Minerals Council give us a resolution saying they would like to be part of it.
Thank you, Mr. Gill. And I, you know, I don't know how the rest of the committee feels, but that that does make sense to me that it would be a good step to take.
And I'll be happy to reach out to them to see or to request that.
All right, thank you. Congresswoman Revert, are you okay with that? I think it would be a good idea.
Okay, so yes, that's fine. So Trey, you're going to reach out to the treasurer and the Minerals Council for a resolution?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Yeah, just copy me. I mean that, and just so that I know when we have another meeting to discuss it. Back to the scope. Is the committee okay with the actual scope?
Committee?
Yes.
Thank you, Congresswoman Hall. I am as well. Congresswoman Potts, did you have any questions or comments regarding the scope?
No.
Thank you. Okay, Congresswoman Rivard, we appreciate the update and look forward to the next one. And it looks like the next item on the agenda is adjournment. I apologize, Mr. Gill.
I just had one other question, and this is just because I don't know. I'm not used to looking at RFQs for construction. Do we have to put in there that we want parking? Or is this?
Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, but well, because we're trying to get, you know, a breakdown of cost. And I think that's typically included in most of these RFQs for scope of work. Because there is going to be a cost to it. I'm sorry, was that your question, Trey?
Yeah, I just didn't see that that parking is on here. It's probably, you know. Okay, site development, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gill. Anything else?
I think, I'm sorry, under the site development chair, it's like it's got a fully paved road, and then the curb gutter parking, lighting, sidewalks, and stormwater drainage.
Yes, ma'am, I see that. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I just missed it.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes, Chair, quickly, I also want to say that, you know, in listening to the session and the comments made, you know, by Kahika, and I think they're having discussions with the Bureau or DOI with negotiations regarding the minerals and probate. You know, I too was thinking a little bit like, well, what if the minerals now is wanting to go down a different road? I don't know if they possibly in the future would want their own building. And I think they were negotiating the personnel right at the end of session, if you remember. I had talked to the assistant chief a couple of times, you know, like, well, where's Kahika at on that current building that they have? And I think the Bureau, of course, is in there, some of the positions in the OST office. And so I've been concerned a little bit about it, too, because I don't know what the future looks like for them. What's number one, the building and the way that they may be organized, I guess you'd say, structured. I think the way Kahika explained it was that if they were to compact or contract minerals, that it would be operated or managed by the OMC. So it may look a little bit different. So I'm not in any hurry for this, but yet I am because of our current conditions. And I think Congresswoman Lemon had put, you know, we had passed some legislation to include renovating the upstairs. So I don't want any, I'm fine with any questions that we may have prior to doing this. And I think that I want it just to be a good project and go the best way that it possibly can. And so I'm a little bit concerned too about what the minerals is going to look like as far as space. Regardless, we'll probably have to appropriate dollars either way, whether they're in the same building that we are in or not. So those are just my comments. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Congresswoman. I agree. And I, like I said, I do think it's a good necessary step for us. Okay, any other comments, questions? Next on the agenda is adjournment.
So motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. All in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Thank you, committee. Have a very good day.
All right. Bye.
Bye.